Welcome back to another edition of the Binge Bus. John Easter joined by the head coach of the Lady Giants, Stan Binge. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Doing fine, thank you.
Did you have a good holiday, Christmas and New Year's?
Yeah, it was nice. It was different.
Yeah.
Did a little Zoom with the family instead of being there in person, but still is nice to have a little time off.
Yeah, I know it's been different for everyone. Mr. Goins and I were just talking about that a few minutes ago. Dennis Goins, our television instructor, about being home and staying home and just how different it's been. So certainly. But the Lady Giants were busy in the last 3 weeks since we've talked to you last. Lady Giants, kind of a mixed bag, I think, of results over the last few weeks. Kind of going back, our last conversation, I believe, was on the 14th. So after that, you played Mooresville, lost 60-48. Then December 17th, a win over Southport. Big win, 88-28. Came back, a nice win over Martinsville, a 10-point victory, 76-66. Got the one-point win over Roncalli on December the 23rd, 43-42. Struggled a little bit in the win over Cathedral, but still got the victory, 57-50. Holiday Classic, two wins in that, beat Avon, 53-38, and Covenant Christian, 68-32. And then Saturday afternoon, lost to Lawrence Central in a rescheduled game from November the 28th, lost to the Lady Bears, 71-64. So kind of a mixed bag there, Coach. Overall, looking back at those results, what are your reactions to how the Lady Giants have been playing over the last 3 weeks?
Well, we haven't done too well in the rescheduled games. Those are the two losses.
So. Right. The Mooresville game was originally scheduled earlier in the year.
Right. Yeah, it's. I mean, we're not where we'd want to be, but we are where we are. So, you know, we had some nice wins, like you said, two or three really nice wins. And Lawrence Central played very well against us. And, you know, we're just not totally hooked up like we need to be against quality opponents yet. So hopefully we'll get there.
Well, through a quirk of scheduling and because we had a sickness on our staff, I actually had the opportunity to broadcast the game on Saturday against Lawrence Central. And LC is one of those teams, I kind of said it on the broadcast, when it comes to a MIC opponent, they're kind of like a square peg in a round hole. They play so many different styles, or they play such a different style rather than any of the other teams in the MIC, where they like to really get up and down the floor. I mean, they play fast. And it seemed like maybe they made you guys play a little faster than you wanted to. Can you talk a little bit about that situation?
Well, I don't know if we want to play fast also. So it wasn't so much that. I think for the year they're shooting like 20% from three-point range and on the scouting report, and then they hit like almost 60% from three-point range, and some of them weren't even close to the line. So they shot very well. I mean, sometimes you just blame yourself when things go wrong, but sometimes you got to give credit to the other team. So you got to give them credit for that. You know, defensively, we went into the game knowing there were three things we needed to do. We needed to get loose balls. I need to stop dribble penetration, and then we also needed to challenge the shooters, and I don't know if we did any of those three things well. And so the combination of that and them playing well led to a loss. And, you know, you can't always if you don't do what you should, you probably should lose. That isn't always the case. Sometimes you do what you should and you don't win. But that was a case where we just are not doing the things we need to do right now.
Well, and I know in the game you got down 15, but you were able to get back within three, and it just seemed like couldn't bust through that three-point lead that Lawrence Central had. And then they hit a couple shots, and then the big dagger from the corner by Denia Jacobs, I think, hit the three in the corner.
Well, it's funny you said that because I go, shoot it, because I think we were down three or four then. You may know the exact score. And they just fired up a shot with a minute to go where they could have just, we were going to have to foul them. And I thought, good, now let's just get the rebound in. She nailed it, nothing but net. And then that was pretty much it.
Well, kind of putting that game behind you, this week you had a big week, obviously. But a couple of leaders right now, Natalie Howard still leading score with 14 points a game. But I want to talk a little bit about a sophomore on your roster, somebody that, frankly, we didn't know exactly at the Mooresville game the first time she checked in, because Kristen Carter's really giving you some nice minutes and some nice contributions. So how has her play added to what you can do as far as a team?
Oh, she gets better every day, and that's what you want to see. I mean, from when the first time I saw her in the summer, you know, I knew that she was an intelligent young lady and a hard worker, and skill-wise, she wasn't where she needed to be, and you just looked, and she just got better and better and better. And if she continues that progression, she's going to be one of the better players that ever played here at Ben Davis High School, and we hope that she continues that progression. But yeah, she's done an absolutely great job. She's a great person. I can't say enough positive things about her. So hopefully she keeps improving, and she's going to lead this Ben Davis Giants team to a lot of great victories in the future.
Yeah, she's averaging close to 7 rebounds a game already as a sophomore, and she was in double figures against LC.
Right, well. And playing less than half the game right now also.
Right, and also Taylor Guest coming along, almost 6 rebounds a game, and also was in double figures against LC. So some good play there. But we kind of talked a little bit about this week, the Lady Giants taking on Perry Meridian on Tuesday night, a team that's struggling right now, trying to find their way with a new coach. And then Friday night, you get the number one team in the state, North Central. So talk about those two games. What can we expect out of Perry Meridian and North Central this week?
Well, first, I think Perry's won 3 in a row. So, I mean, they're playing their best basketball right now. And you're right, they had a new coach and so forth. So, you know, that's a game tomorrow night, and we need to worry about ourselves and play well. And then you're right. From that point on, I think almost every team on our schedule is a ranked opponent. I mean, it just really, really tough competition, and we're going to have to be on top of our game to compete with those teams.
Yeah, because then it goes Columbus North, Center Grove, Lawrence Norris in there.
Zionsville.
I know Zionsville's in there. You've got Carmel, and I probably am forgetting somebody, too, in there.
Right. I mean, but those are all top 10 ranked teams. So, the challenge is out there.
Rubber's meeting the road, as they say,
that's right.
This week. By the way, that Perry Meridian game, it's a half JV game, so that means that the varsity game will start a little earlier.
Right.
So if you are planning on being one of the lucky people that gets tickets, it is a 6:45 start, we're told, according to the athletic department. We'll have the game, of course, here on Giant 90.9 as well. And Coach, good luck this week.
Thank you.
And go get them. We'll see you next week.
Okay, thank you.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowin', but then I know it's growing.